AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Milton is getting closer to land.
Clock's ticking. The time to get out, that window is narrowing. And there is going to be a point very soon where you won't be able to get out.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says people need to get to higher ground away from the surge area. President Biden is warning people in Florida to get ready for a deadly blow from Hurricane Milton. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Looking like the storm of the century.
As he was briefed by officials here at the White House.
Have you ever seen a storm like this one since you've been in charge?
FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell told him there have been other bad ones, but
this one just looks different.
The president, vice president, and National Weather Service director Ken Graham were among those urging people in Milton's path to move now.
Yesterday I said the clock was ticking. Today I'm saying the alarm bell's going off.
All the while, the president said the government's ready to help.
We have made available an unprecedented number of assets to deal with this crisis. We're going to continue to do so until the job is done.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel's defense minister is warning his country's retaliation for a recent Iranian missile attack will be lethal and surprising. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden held their first call today in 7 weeks. Five people were killed when a small plane crashed during takeoff from Santa Catalina Island off Southern California. The FAA says the crash happened under unknown circumstances during takeoff, and those killed were the pilot and four passengers. His lawyers say Sean Diddy Combs wants to go on trial on sex trafficking charges next spring. A former NFL media journalist, Jim Trotter, says he's reached a settlement with the NFL to resolve a lawsuit in which he accused the league of refusing to address longstanding institutional discrimination, while also alleging his contract was not renewed because he repeatedly voiced concerns about equity and racial injustice. This is AP News. A Turkish Airlines jet on a flight from Seattle to Istanbul had to be diverted to New York.
After the pilot died on board, pilot Ilsehin Palayvan, who was 59, lost consciousness at some point after flight TK204 took off on Tuesday night, Turkish Airlines says in a statement. Crew members decided to make an emergency landing and worked to revive the pilot, but he died before the plane landed. Arrangements were being made for passengers to reach their destination from New York, the airline spokeswoman says. Palayvan had worked at Turkish Airlines since 2007. I'm Charles Tulletesma.
Rudy Giuliani's son is trying to stop two Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against his father from taking the elder Giuliani's New York Yankees World Series rings, saying in new court filings he is actually the rightful owner because they were gifted to him years ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.